In the early hours of the 14th of June 1943, 41 military personnel boarded a war-torn US Army bomber converted for transport. They had spent 10 days of R&R leave in the peaceful seaside town of Mackay in North Queensland. Minutes after takeoff, the plane crashed into bushland in Baker's Creek, south of Mackay, killing every person on board, except one. To this day, it's Australia's worst aviation disaster, but the cause is still a mystery. 38-year-old former schoolteacher, Captain Samuel Cutler, was the first military commander for the Mackay Rest Area. His son Bob Cutler wrote a book about the incident after discovering his dad closed the aircraft doors on that ill-fated flight.
His diary that day records on June 14th that he was up at 4 in the morning and he lined up about 35 enlisted men, of which there were two officers, on the airplane that was going off to New Guinea. And then he said, lo and behold, that thing that could happen did happen. 5 minutes after I turned my back on the plane that took off, it crashed in some paddocks south of Mackay. Then he said, 40 people killed, one survived. And then he said, the worst aviation disaster in air transport history to date.
Despite witnessing the aftermath of the crash, Captain Cutler never spoke of it to his family.
He was very much haunted by that. When he came back 2 years later to our family, I was only 12 years old at that time. He never spoke anything about aircraft or the air crash. But it was clearly something that later on in his life, he told me he was involved. He witnessed a very terrible thing. And don't sit in the front of an airplane. He says, the survivor sat in the rear of the airplane. That's the safest place to fly.
But when Bob Cutler contacted US authorities to find out more, no official records existed. Wartime censorship prevented any mention of the incident in local or international media, and the crash was kept classified by the US military until 1958. Families of the soldiers received only a telegram stating their son had been killed in the Southwest Pacific.
I was doubtful that there had been an airplane crash of this magnitude. I checked with people in Washington. There was no record of it.
So Bob Cutler travelled to Australia to investigate.
When I saw this, I couldn't believe it. I felt there was a need to tell this story.
RSL military historian Cole Benson says some families never received an accurate explanation of their son's death.
We soon realised the families never knew anything, not officially, other than we've only just learned that on June the 14th, your son was killed in an air crash in the Southwest Pacific. Censorship was pretty strong. So families were left without any knowledge. The crash was declared secret for 15 years, but the impact of that still lingers on 75 years after. And it's a tribute to their character that their families have never forgotten.
Local and American historians began investigating the crash, contacting families and lobbying for official memorials to be built. In 1992, a memorial was erected in Baker's Creek, and in 2006, its equivalent was built in Washington, D.C.'s Arlington National Cemetery.
Most of these families have been overjoyed to learn something. The navigator, his brother, younger brothers, he didn't find out until 2003. I accompanied him on a 2,600-kilometre journey 3 years ago to visit his brother's grave. He was so overjoyed to find out what happened to his brother. It took 60 years to find out what happened. That, yes, his brother's remains come home, he knew he'd been killed, never had any details. And sadly, the parents went to their graves not knowing.
The sole survivor, Texan Corporal Foy Roberts, suffered major injuries in the crash, but went on to serve on the front line until the war was over. He said he remembered nothing of the crash, other than saying a prayer as the plane began to lose altitude. He died in 2004, aged 82. 90-year-old Mackay local Ray Pittman was a teenager in 1943 and used to shine the shoes of the visiting American servicemen.
We were all sad, the whole of Mackay was sad at that time. But to think of all those lives were lost, and I did shine some of their shoes, you know, at that time. In that disaster, it was just shocking. And when I seen pictures later on, it was terrible.
He had spoken to many of the US soldiers while they were stationed in Mackay.
All of them hated being up there. Of course, they wanted to get home. You don't blame them. They didn't know if they were ever coming back. And